storm. And it was beautiful. A day one stone from the ground. Then the night she fell. And the air was beautiful. The night she fell. Look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from morning. And now we rise. We are everywhere. And now we rise from the ground. See, she flies. She is everywhere. See, she flies all around. Look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game that you learned from the morning.
You just heard From the Morning by Nick Drake, and he died at 26, which is very sad, but I just discovered him, and he's pretty cool, or I guess was pretty cool. Yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am coming to you pre-recorded from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this show is called Feeling Sounds. And this is a show where I talk about music and feelings. So I'm sure many of you have heard that restrictions in BC are going to be lifting pretty soon, which I'm really excited about. The thing I'm most excited to do first is go to some bar near the beach and drink on the porch with some friends. I think that will be very nice. Alright, so today I just have lots of nice folk songs for you guys, and some other stuff mingled in there as well. But this next song is called Next to You by John Vincent III.
You said you loved me, but what does that mean? Would you cry if I were to leave? In my aching hands, running down your spine. You said you loved me. For you.
boys next to you, baby. Summer days are just a magazine. Cutting grass for gasoline, so I can see it soon.
That was Dandelion Wine by Gregory Alan Isakov. And before that, you heard Next to You by John Vincent III. So Dandelion Wine by Gregory Alan Isakov is from his album, This Empty Northern Hemisphere. And that whole album is phenomenal. I would definitely recommend. And I think that song, Dandelion Wine, is so simple and lovely. I want to drink dandelion wine. I'm going to add it to my shopping list. And yeah, it's that like living on a farm kind of feeling, which sounds very nice. Good for the springtime. All right, next song is called Surfer Girl. And I think it's the Beach Boys, but this is a cover by Happiness.
Made my heart come on undone.
Was Pringle Creek by Ellis, and before that you heard Surfer Girl covered by Happiness. We're gonna play a quick ad and then we'll be right back with Feeling Sounds.
Are you curious about the history of the Punjabi market here in Vancouver? Did you know Asian immigrants often have unique challenges when trying to navigate the healthcare system? Have you ever asked yourself, wait, we have an Asian Heritage Month here in Canada? Also, what the f*** does it even mean to celebrate a Pan-Asian identity? We explore all that and more on Motherlands, the May 2020 Asian Heritage Month programming at CITR 101.9 FM. We've got interviews, oral histories, and experimental art pieces on air at 3 p.m. Tuesdays starting May 5th.
So So we're back with Feeling Sounds on CITR 101.9 FM. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty stoked about the weather recently. I've never lived in Vancouver in the summertime before. Last year was my first year at UBC and in Vancouver. And I left at like the end of April, and then I came back in the end of August. So I didn't really see like the pretty months, you know? I mean, I think that fall and winter here are also beautiful, but I don't know. It's been really nice. It's been warm, and I can just walk around in like a tank top, and that's never happened here before. It's very exciting. And I'm lucky enough to live next to a lot of parks, so I've been going to those, hanging out in the grass, tanning, reading while sitting around. It's been good. But I am getting pretty bored, I won't lie. But, you know, I start summer school tomorrow, so exciting for all of us. Oh no, sorry, I'm recording this on Sunday, but when you hear it, I will have started summer school yesterday. But yeah, congrats to everyone who's doing summer school. I questioned it a lot, but I think that there's not much else to do. It's probably good to have some responsibilities, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, let's get back to the music. This next song is called Grade School by Noka Project.
This room consumes me.
Duller Than Dull by the Shark Eaters, and before that you heard Grade School by Noka Project. I'm sure all of us can relate to Duller Than Dull. That's how things are now. It's very boring. But there is also good. I've been spending a lot of time in the woods, and I've started collecting pine cones, and I never really knew how many different types of pine cones there were, but I've recently gotten more into, like, identifying plant species and things like that. So now in my collection I have many Douglas fir cones, because those are my favorite tree, and I have a few Western hemlock. I have one Western red cedar. It's very large. I like it. It's probably my favorite one. And then I have another, they're like little ones, and I don't know what they're from. But yeah, I've been thinking about, like, I really hope that school isn't online in the fall, because I'm a forestry student and all my classes are like field work kind of, and that's going to be very difficult to put online, I think, and probably not really worth the international tuition. So let's hope that things are safe enough for us to have school in person by then. That'd be cool. All right, next song is called Dreamland by Zelma Stone.
I'll give my heart some loving, so I can give my heart some loving. Maybe it'll keep my mind from judging and holding these arms too tight. There's really no good reason for you to leave so soon, though I've managed each season, been forced to shed and bloom.
That was Dreamland by Zelma Stone. And isn't that just an amazing song? It's like that Amy Winehouse, like, soul R&B kind of old-fashioned sound. And, like, her little, like, shaky vocal thing. It's really, really nice. And it reminds me of this... I have this memory of when I was a kid. It was my birthday one year. And my parents, like, wouldn't tell me where we were going. It was like a big surprise, and it turned out to be the Cirque du Soleil was in town, and it was really cool. But it's like one of those memories that, like, because I was so young at the time, I only have like a vague recollection of what happened, and it's like one of those memories that, like, it kind of haunts me, kind of like an old nightmare that I remember, but like not, I don't know, not in a bad way. Like, I really... it was really cool, and I would love to see one of those again. But it was just, like, the creepy, like, circus man and, like, announcing things, and it, like, echoes, and I don't know, really crazy stuff. But yeah, I guess, I don't know why, but that song reminds me of it. Maybe it's just the, like, kind of creepy... I mean, it's called Dreamland. I would say that a Cirque du Soleil is a dreamland of sorts. Yeah, cool. Okay, let's hear another couple of ads, and then we'll be back.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
Are you a BIPOC individual at UBC who's interested in journalism? Well, the UBC official student newspaper, has a dedicated space for you. The UBC staff and UBC journalism students have launched the Canadian Journalists of Color UBC chapter Facebook group. We're also aiming to host meetings, speakers, and workshops in the near future. You can search for us on Facebook or give us a shout at coordinating@ubc.ca.
A wise man once said, UBC Ski and Board is the black sheep of the AMS.
9 out of 10 dentists agree that joining UBC Ski and Board will make you more friends than your mom ever had.
As the largest club at UBC, our membership offers you legendary parties, outrageously cheap ski trips, and sweet deals on local bars, restaurants, and gear shops.
Don't worry if you're new to skiing, there's a place for you in the UBC Ski and Board Club.
Swing by our office on the 3rd floor of the Nest and check us out on Facebook.
And we are back with Feeling Sounds. And I actually chose those last two advertisements very particularly. The first one was about the UBC, and the second one was about Ski and Board Club. And the reason is, some of you who listen to the show regularly may have remembered that I've mentioned recently in the past few months that I have an injury, and I think it's finally time to talk about it. So I'm not going to go into details because there's a story that the UBC published that you can read, and I would really appreciate it if you did and then shared it to help me seek justice against Grouse Mountain. But essentially what happened in February, 4 days after I turned 20, I almost died. And that sounds kind of like a joke, but it's not. I went skiing at Grouse Mountain, known as the Peak of Vancouver. It's just a little ski mountain. And I was nearly crushed by a reversing snowcat. And if you don't know what a snowcat is, it's basically a mini tank, like the size of, like, I don't know. It's large. It's like a monster truck, basically. And it backed into me and it broke 3 of my vertebrae in my spine. And yeah, it's been really awful, honestly. And I've been pretty let down by the management of Grouse, who promised me many things and is now ignoring me. They've done nothing to assure that they're updating their safety protocols or going to compensate me in any way, shape, or form. So it's pretty bad. And I would like to make a public statement that I don't think Grouse Mountain is safe as of now. And I don't think anyone should go there if they don't change their safety protocols. And yeah, so if you guys want to read the story, you can go to the UBC's website and just, like, look up Sarah Carboni Grouse and you'll find the story. And yeah, please share it. It would help me out a lot. It's been a rough past few months because of them. So yeah. All right, let's go back to some songs. Okay, this is called Many of Horror Acoustic by the Mayries. And I think it's a cover, but I'm not quite sure who the original artist is.
You say I love you, boy, but I know you lie. I trust you all the same.
I feel it begin. tenderly mistaken. Gentle in transgression. He craves real. I am real. I am knowing. He fought the silence, faint and found in a frame unseen. He craves real. I am real. I am sensing. He sought the violence, faint and found in a fable
just heard Intermittent Heart by Jenny Benai, and before that Many of Horror Acoustic by the Marys. And the Marys have such nice voices. So does Jenny Benai. Her lyrics, I was listening intently to them. They're very hippie-ish, very interesting. And I can attest to the fact that she's very hippie-ish. I saw her live once, and like, you know how a lot of artists will introduce a song kind of by giving a little bit of a backstory of how they wrote it. Her introductions were always very like vague and spiritual, and like I didn't really understand what she meant by them, but cool songs, so I support it. All right, next song is called Orange and Blue by Sarah Giraz, and this is an artist. So I actually discovered her because she does a really great cover of Shankill Butchers by the Decemberists. It's really intense and really cool. But this song is an original of hers, and it's also really nice. So here goes.
In the shadow of the cypress tree, I stumbled in its tangled roots. Surrounded by the tree's forgotten leaves, my knees were bloodied, hands were bruised. While I was down upon the muddy ground, I dug my hands into this fever dream. I kept digging underground, tried to figure out just what it means to find a thing that can't be found. 'Cause I think
I'm still kneeling by the water's edge. The sky is black and thunder rolls. But now I hold this heart within my hands, and I won't ever let it go. 'Cause I think
burning orange and blue.
That was All the World I Tell Myself by Koreatown, and before that, Orange and Blue by Sarah Geraz. So All the World I Tell Myself evokes in me such an intense feeling, but I can't really describe it, but I'm going to try. It's like passionate 2009, like it has a little bit of that Vanessa Carlton in there. A little bit of the whoever sings Feel the Rain on Your Skin kind of. But I don't know. It feels like when you and your best friend would go to the flea market with her mom, and like, it's, I don't know. It's a very intense feeling. I really like this song. It's good, but it's mostly just this feeling, you know? Yeah, hope that makes sense. But yeah, so we're coming to a close. We have one more song, and then that'll be the end of Feeling Sounds today. Please read and share my injury story. Look up Sarah Carboni Grouse at the UBC. The UBC published a really great piece about it, and it would help me out a lot if you guys would share that and support me in this endeavor. Yeah. This last song is called Games by Lennon Stella, from her new album, which I really like. It's more pop than I normally listen to, but it's very uplifting, and she's really cool. So yeah, this is Games by Lennon Stella, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Maybe next time I talk to you, we will be able to go to restaurants and stuff, and I can get my job back. That would be awesome. But yeah, here's the song. Enjoy. Goodbye.
When I don't wanna talk, it's with it, so you wanna do. But when I text and I call, then I don't hear back from you. And when I almost let go, it's like you just know what to do to keep me hanging on, stuck on your every move. If I wait, then you're gonna wait double. It's not love, it's a power struggle. And we keep going around and around. I think I figured you out. You like games, games, games. Way more than you like me. You like games, games, games. But that's all we'll ever be. Cause you like games, and I don't wanna play no more. Game over. Used to try to find a way to write all your behaviors off. Cause you always used to say that it's hard for you to trust. No. And it hurts to not say I already gave so much. But the only way to get it back is to give you up. If I wait, then you're gonna wait double. It's not love, it's a struggle. And we keep going around and around. I think I figured you out. You like